Welcome back to Reflections. Before I give on, and she's going to get, you know, a little bit impatient because she wants to get to her theme, and I also want to make sure she gets her theme. But I want to finish off the Gustavo Eres and my reflections on it. And basically, he has five things that he raises as, you know, economics. And one of them is, you know, that, you know, he's bringing tons of visitors to Puerto Rico and producing, sometimes they talk about 400 million in terms of the impact on the economy. He says that, and this is criticized, I heard commentators criticize, this has demonstrated an alliance between the government and the private sector. And they were criticizing that I won't mention but they were criticizing that the government shouldn't be helping Bad Bunny, but I don't agree. I mean, this is, so he says it's a great, you know, public-private alliance with the Coliseum and with the municipalities and everything else. You know, they've been helping him a lot. The third thing is it has been really important for the autoestima, the confidence of the Puerto Rican to feel more comfortable with being Puerto Rican, and that has
el orgullo patrio.
El orgullo patrio. There's no doubt about it. He also talks about that it. It has also uniting Puerto Ricans. You know, I think it's a little bit of exaggerated compared to La Gran Regata, the 500th anniversary. He compares it to the getting the Navy out of Vieques. I don't think there's the unity behind Bad Bunny that those things, but it has united a lot of people, and it's, you know, and it's been good, you know, for that. And finally, it's and then brought in, you know, the creative industry, and I would add, you know, I think, you know, one of the things that you tell me if you agree, Annie, but he besides these things that I've already pointed out, he has been so loyal to the people that helped him from the beginning.
So his roots.
And so loyal to using Puerto Rican for this particular production. There have been great articles on the person who built the residencia, the home, and how they built
Magruder,
it.
Magruder, I think it was the one, the house inside the stadium.
Inside. Yeah. There was a... Esto era, I have the article here. José Miguel Agreló. No, pero qué es eso. Magruder, sí, Ortiz, y Rafael Pérez Rodríguez. She was the architect behind it, which, you know, it's out of wood and metal. And the person who built it in the facility, Rafael Pérez Rodríguez. And then another article came out on the creation of the background.
The forest. It's kind of a forest.
And everything else. And also, you know, a Puerto Rican... who did, you know, did an incredible job. You can see it from the movie. So anyway, her name is Monica Monserrate. And so he's used the creative process fantastic. And the other thing we're discussing is I had mentioned last week that he was in Happy Gilmore 2. I loved Happy Gilmore 1. I was a high hockey player who become a golfer. So, you know, it's kind of, and by coincidence, that movie is going to get out of Netflix by the end of, I think tomorrow will be the last day. The initial Happy Gilmore, which is fantastic and much better than this the new one. That's my personal opinion. But Bad Bunny is the caddy for Happy Gilmore 2, and when we talked about it last week, you know, and he's pretty good, but I wasn't too happy with the movie. I thought it was, you know, it was good, but not great. Anyway, but he's just so versatile.
He is.
And moves, you know, in so many different areas and at different levels. You know,
he's like a chameleon.
The Met Opera, you know.
He can be a model, you know. He can be a wrestler. he can be a Hollywood, you know, actor, and he's a singer. Well, you know, not
a philosopher.
You know, not saying like he's a, you know, some people like him, some people don't like him, but he's a singer. You know,
we'll see. And then, well, you know, how in terms of politics, he probably got a little bit over his head at a given moment. But anyway, I overall, I think. My personal opinion is positive.
He's making an impact.
Very positive.
He's making an impact.
And as a person, he's a positive. He's been to Harvard. He's given talks at the,
they were creating a class to study, phenomenon.
There are all kinds of books now on analyzing and all kinds of articles analyzing, what he stands for and his music and all. So it's a phenomenon.
It's a phenomenon,
we got into Itza, we got into Bad Bunny. What Bad Bunny was kind of like, it's kind of like what we tried to do with Itza, export our services, and he's exporting, the thing and he's really a good example of using Puerto Rico well to bring in people and to bring in, let us be known.
Definitely.
So it all makes sense. It was Itza, and that's where I'm, okay, honey, tell us about, your, where we talked about initially, the government program that you're
It's a non-for-profit. So let me after we met, fast forward, I had the opportunity. I call them adventures, all the places that I've been working. So I think I'm one of the few people, and I'm saying it very loud, and I'm proud of it, that I've worked in the academia, public and private, government, local and federal, private sector, different areas, other NGOs. And now I had the opportunity to work on this NGO as a communications manager. So I'm bringing all of the accumulative experiences.
And this NGO is funded by the federal government.
This NGO, it's the RISE program. It's a program under the Instituto de Formación Democrática, which has been here for many times. It's run by Dr. Ramón Barquín. And they submitted a proposal a couple of years ago, and 3 years ago, the EDA, Economic Development Administration, approved this specific grant to help non-for-profit. So what happened with the non-for-profit is that, number one, because they are laborers of love, many of these people, they start these great entities or great ideas because they had an incident, they had an issue or something, or they have a problem, and they faced that, right? And they overcame that situation. Mm-hmm. And out of that situation, they decided that they wanted to help other people, either because they were directly affected or because there was somebody close to them.
Right.
So, love is more important sometimes, but we need to ground them, that these NGOs are still companies, they're entities. So in Puerto Rico, we have many entities that, because they are, laborers of love, they just want to do things, they're passionate about it, but they don't have the structures. So sometimes they are 1101, which is the incentive incentive that they have, or the category that makes them under the fiscal.
Right.
Under Hacienda, a non-for-profit organization, but sometimes they don't have the 501c3, which is under the federal.
Right.
So what we do is help them. We take them by the hands. We have different programs and projects. We do workshops that are targeted, for example, human resources for non-for-profit, finances for non-for-profit, strategic planning for non-for-profit, marketing for non-for-profit,
legal,
things like
legal
that.
Steps.
We have taken some legals, yes.
Lawyers always stick their heads.
Legal, and the legal part. So we have an in-person, and we also have, we have given them virtually. So we have, in 18 months, we have impacted over, almost 1,500 people. And almost 400 entities between these workshops that we give, between also we give technical assistance, meaning we do consulting. mm-hmm. for them, you know, for one-on-one.
For free?
These services are all for free.
Yeah.
Okay. And we are very proud of the things that we have achieved and in the 18 years. And
I know you cover both the Virgin Islands.
We do.
The U.S. Virgin
we
Islands.
We do cover the Caribbean region. So it's Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
And
the
I think you've impacted like 48 municipalities.
We have impacted in those 18 months, 47 municipalities. We are looking forward for more. And we also created, you know, because my background is in business and international business, because I also have a master's in global management. All of those experiences, all of those connections.
Right.
Bring them with a group of great, we have a great team that, of course, is led by Dr. Ramon Barquin, who is the program manager, but our CINO, which is Attorney Maria Fullana, she's a Chief Innovation Network Officer, and Yolanda Gonzalez, which is our NGO coordinator, Miguel Chinea, our outreach manager, Carola Diaz, who's the person in charge of the compliance and accounting, and attorney Alexandra Fernandez, who's our legal compliance, and our newest team member, Ariana Cordero. She's our program analyst. She started on Monday. So
we got about three or four minutes. Tell them, you know, in terms of the listeners, a lot of them are in contact or related to nonprofits. My listeners are very, very philanthropic.
Oh, they're very philanthropic.
And very good people.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sure they're involved. So tell them how they can contact you or this organization if they have an organization or they're involved or they know that they think they need, you know, that needs assistance in how to better operate and how to better, you know, sustainability.
Definitely.
And leader.
They can contact me. I don't mind giving my phone number, you know. Mm-hmm. You've known me that I'll give you all my phone numbers. I don't mind. It's 787-635-5680, or they can email me, you know, Mustafa, like Mustafa from, you know, the novels, Fat Magul, you know, it's the same, Mustafa, M-U-S-T-A-F-A, at ifdngo.org. They can email me as well, or they can go to our social media, Facebook. We are RICE with RICCE /IFD, or through LinkedIn. You know, they just need to Google search,
it's RICE like arroz with two C's.
With two C's, that is correct.
Or they can call me at 939-333-1010. Most of my listeners have that telephone number, and I'll give you her contact. But anyway, so
the great thing about, you know, we give the technical assistance, we have the, you know, the workshops, but we have a networking event that is called Conexión Solidaria. It's every third Tuesday of the month. What we are doing new this year is that we are going to rotate them around the island. So our next event of networking, which is specifically to get to know each other, connect and collaborate. So, conocer, conectar, and colaborar with other NGOs.
Right.
And it's open to founders, presidents, and members of the boards, so they can come. These are all free events. And the other thing that
the
we will continue with
the
that.
Next one's going to be where?
It's going to be Thursday. Tuesday.
I'm listening to you.
Tuesday, August the 13th. I'm sorry. The 19th. Oh, my God. Here. Tuesday, August the 19th from 1:30 to 5 p.m. at AMSI. AMSI is the Alianza Municipal de Servicios Integrados in Caguas. But the information is on our website and in our social media as well. And our Facebook. So we have that, and it's open for the public. Yeah, there are limited spaces, so people need to register. And the other thing that we have is that we have a platform that many of our workshops, we recorded them.
Mm-hmm.
So people now will be able to see them. They can create their profile. They can see them. They can take a quiz, and they will receive an instant certification if they complete the quiz, you know, for example. And this is important because it starts to give the NGOs a sense of education. Or some. Right, right. There are other NGOs that are doing some things like that. So we are just a complement. We are not here to compete. We are here to partners.
Right, right.
Because partners are very important for us as well. We have partnered with, you know, Asesores Financieros as well, CORE3, and the University of the Virgin Islands Center of Excellence, UVCEL is called. So with the Law Center, the Resilience Law Center, we have a collaboration, and hopefully with the, you know, Rotary Club. And you are going to be, again, you know, a little tip that Jorge is going to be with us on August the 19th. And he's going to be speaking about the, you know, the power of collaborations.
That's right. So listen, we've run out of time. If I quicker, because I wanted to go in, you're going to have to come back. We got to go. We'll talk about, you know, Israel. We'll talk about, you know, Palestine. We'll talk about another organization, you know, which is she works with the people from Act 60. Has something like 6,000 followers.
On a page, 2022.
So we'll come with that. But, you know, but I think we basically have covered, you know, you gotten to know her, you got to know how we met Itza and philosophizing, reflecting, and her particular new program. Ani, thank you for joining.
Thank you for the invitation, and I'll hope to see you soon again.
Okay, and so people, pay attention to the present. You'd be good. We'll see you next week. I'm going to have Rosana Matienzo read El Borde al Normandy, the novel that she put together. She's going to be my guest. It's going to be a really fantastic program. See you next week. Take care.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge González, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.